8:38 on RSN Breakfast. Michael Christian, Mick Mugon with you right through until 8:30. Then Shane Anderson along with Racing Ahead. We're talking football with the General Manager of Footy Ops at the Carlton Football Club, Andrew McKay. Andrew, thanks for your time. And it's been a big period of change for the Blues. 22 players have been moved on in the last 12 months alone.
Yeah, morning, Michael. It's certainly been a big change. I think you have to expect to, but not be surprised about that when we haven't been performing as well as we'd like.
Tell us about the philosophical changes and what you're trying to do in terms of the demographic of your list.
Yeah, certainly. Now, we feel as though we had a bit of a void in that 20 to 23-year age bracket over the last few years. A number of those guys have left the club. So it's certainly been trying to bolster that area, and I think we've done that pretty well this year with Christian Jackson, Mark Wiley, also got Matthew Dick in more recently. So we've made some inroads there, and we're looking forward to obviously bolstering the young crew through the draft in end of November.
Macca, obviously with turnover, there needs to be enormous amount of direction in terms of your philosophy going forward, how the team wants to play. Give us an example of what you see Matt Dick bringing to the Carlton Football Club.
Yes, Mick, good question. I mean, obviously Matt couldn't break into the Sydney team. Obviously the Sydney team's a very high-quality team. His strengths are really his power running and his power kicking. And so we'd expect to be, you know, looking to play him off the half-back wing type of area and really penetrating deep into that forward line. Our stats show that if we get it into our forward 50, we usually convert or at least hold it in there for quite some time. So, and the opposite is a little bit true. If we don't quite get it in there, it tends to bounce back pretty quickly. So we need to, get it into the forward line pretty deep.
Does those stats tell you the same figures that without Jeff Garlett possibly and also Mitch Robinson that they could go backwards, or were those two players specifically traded or moved on because they couldn't provide that forward pressure?
Well, I think, obviously Jeff didn't have the year last year that he would have liked in and out of the team. Mm. Mitch was a little bit the same. I think both boys required a fresh start, and I think fortunate for them and us that they've been able to have a fresh start at various different clubs.
Was part of that decision related to their off-field behaviour?
Yeah, it was, Michael, absolutely. I think you probably, when you're at a club for a while, you get a bit comfortable there, and perhaps you don't behave in a manner that is expected. You let yourself go a little bit. And so, I think the time was right for both boys to have a change.
Macca, did you have to pick up the slack a little bit in trying to probably soothe in the departure of Brock McLean, because he was quite vocal when he didn't get a phone call from Mick Malthouse?
Yeah, I believe Mick tried to ring him, but it's a bit difficult. Brock was overseas at the time, and by the time Brock had come back, then Mick had gone overseas as well, so they missed each other in the phone calls. But obviously, Brock was disappointed with being delisted. It was really a matter of numbers. We didn't think we'd be getting that many new boys in the door through the trade period. And obviously got Jason Tutt to get through the pre-season draft as well. So it just came down to a matter of numbers.
If you're a Carlton fan, Andrew, what would be the most exciting part about 2015?
Well, I think our injection of youth has been really uplifting. The boys have been back for nearly 2 weeks now training, and there's a real feeling of positivity there. I think you get that with some, I don't want to use the term fresh blood, but certainly some young, enthusiastic boys. So really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to seeing the leadership development further of Mark Murphy and Bryce Gibbs and Lockie Henderson and the guys that have been around for quite some time. I think their development in the leadership aspect will certainly give us a lift as well.
Good luck in the draft. Great to have a catch-up, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Thanks.
Andrew McKay joining us there, General Manager of Footy Ops at the Carlton Football Club.